Hachette Audio presents Off the Record. My dream job at the White House, how I lost it, and what I learned. Written and read by Madeline Westerhout. Dedication to Mom and Dad, who have always supported me unconditionally. Chapter 1. The Dinner. The answer was no. The answer was always no whenever I was asked to engage with reporters, and it didn't matter what the context was. So naturally, when I was invited to join a group of them for dinner one night in August 2019, I said no again. I had every reason to be wary. After all, what good could possibly come of it? Reporters are reporters. They are not your friends. They care about the story, not you. Especially the reporters who cover the Trump White House, where I worked, a White House that has been under siege from the Fourth Estate since Donald Trump took the oath of office as president. Heck, since November 2016, when the candidate the media was pulling for, Hillary Rodham Clinton, lost. Here we are, 4 years later, and many Democrats still argue that Hillary should be president because she collected the most popular votes. Nonsense. A candidate wins the election by collecting the most electoral votes, and that's what Donald Trump did. To be fair, I have no interest in indicting the entire profession. I've met my share of journalists who approach every assignment with an open mind and don't allow their bias to slant their reporting. I understand why the president gets angry with them. There is a ton of fake news. Though I don't entirely agree with him that the mainstream media are the enemy of the people. Too many reporters, however, search only for evidence to back up the premise they begin with, and if finding it requires them to rely on anonymous sources or ignore irrefutable facts on the opposite side, so be it. The way they see it, any tactics, no matter how unethical, can be justified if they might lead to the downfall of the man they despise. No president, at least in modern times, has been treated with more disrespect than Donald Trump. Reporters claim that all they are interested in is telling the truth. Give me a break. They write their story first, act as judge and jury, and worry about the truth later. When they make a mistake, which is too often the case, good luck getting them to admit it. The story is on the front.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?